The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Something different from the gates.
Tyler Murray, you are ridiculous.
I'm the one they watch. You can see it in their face.
Rodgers, wait, so touchdown!
The Packers are coming in as a great team, so you just got to be ready.
We're a good football team on a short week on the road. It's going to be a great test for us.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Go. What is it that we do?
We hear the people!
Yes! Yes! What they want. We have an absolute collapse in the Los Angeles Lakers. We have the undefeated Cardinals tonight on Thursday Night Football, but we start the show with the Brooklyn Nets. You always talk about how James Harden doesn't look like himself and they can't stop anybody on the inside, and that was the problem against the Heat. And after the game, the two superstars, current active superstars of the Nets, had this to say about it.
It's getting better every single game. Like, as much as I want to get back to just, you know, 30s and 40 points, you know what I mean? It's like, I can't do that. You know what I mean? As much as I want to, obviously would love to. I had no opportunities to play pickup or nothing this summer. You know what I mean? Everything was a rehab for 3 months.
He would love to score 30.
You know, a grade 2 injury that happened three times in one season. So as much as I want to rush the process and be back to, you know, hooping and killing, it's like, you know, I take a time.
I know what you want me to say. Yeah, we do miss Kyrie.
Yeah, we do.
We do. He's a part of our team.
Wow, there's a lot there, Jalen. So basically, James Harden, who you've pointed out, looked disengaged, lethargic, says, I didn't get a chance to work out this summer. I'm working myself back into shape. I want to score 30. I want to score 40, but I can't. What do you think about that?
I see the pain and the frustration in his face. And I, like many, didn't realize that he basically was rehabbing all summer, not playing pickup. It definitely shows in his conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows in his lack of explosiveness. And it definitely makes sense to me why he's doing so much walking. As a matter of fact, he's playing at the slowest pace of any player in the entire NBA.
Say that again, what?
He's playing at the slowest pace of any player in the NBA.
I think this is surprising because we all saw him play game 7 of the Bucks series. So we assumed he played the last game he was available to play, had the full summer, so he would come back at full strength. That was my assumption going into the season.
And that should be the assumption. And when players have an off season and then you start a season and they're injured, kind of like Zion, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
Because as a professional athlete, you got to get used to playing through pain. It's just a part of it. You're only 100% at the beginning of the season. At that point, it's just like a vehicle. You're putting miles on it all season.
So
that's just how it works.
You've always pointed out how James Harden hasn't been playing the way James Harden normally plays. But the other problem that you always point out with this team is their front court and, frankly, their lack of ability to stop anybody from scoring down low.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. Kyrie Irving with James Harden and Kevin Durant allows you to outscore people. Because you got 3 of the greatest scorers in the game. Without him, you can't outscore people. They had 93 points, right?
And look at, they dominated in the paint.
And let's talk about who their bigs are playing minutes for them. Not named Kevin Durant. Claxton.
Yep.
LaMarcus Aldridge. Blake Griffin and Millsap. Okay? And the thing about those guys, other than Claxton, if this was 5 to 7 years ago, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. All-stars.
You know, and even my guy now, Bruce Brown.
He's not also, really a big. You can't call him a big.
But I bring him up because they still require him to play minutes at the 4.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually their current That's Roller.
He's their best role player.
And he's a
not R-O-L-E, R-O-L-L.
Absolutely. And so like those are their bigs. And how did Miami beat them? Bullied them.
Mm-hmm.
Points in the paint, offensive rebounds, getting steals, getting blocks, being physical with them, knocking them off their spots, interrupting their cuts, not giving up layups and dunks, and Bam was attacking that rim. Yes. See, like I tell you, when the Nets come to town, who gonna stop Giannis and Embiid and Bam? That's their problem. That's why I feel like, again, there are many people like you and Stephen A. Smith who think the Nets are gonna win the East.
Still do.
Without Kyrie Irving. They're not going to be able to do it.
Well, I think Kyrie Irving's going to get vaccinated, and I think James Harden is going to get healthy. I'm glad he said this, because if he was healthy, this is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen happen to an NBA player.
Well, here's something I want to point out to you, though. I believe and I hope that Kyrie Irving gets vaccinated for the sake of the game. Obviously, it's his choice to choose whether he wants to or not. If he does not play for them this year, those relationships will never be the same.
Oh, he's playing. He's playing. He's got to.
I know, but let me just take you someplace. If he does not play this year, those relationships with those guys in that locker room will never be the same. You look back at the history of the league. Like, I was watching The Last Dance. Shout to All the Smoke, Stack Jack and Matt, right? And I saw Jermaine O'Neal. And the disappointment, the anger that he had in Metta World Peace, you really don't get over when you think that you had a chance to get it done and one of your teammates purposely, choicefully, didn't do everything they needed to do to invest themselves like everybody else did.
Well, we'll see if Kyrie ends up playing for the Nets, but they're not the only team that is playing under expectations. The other one in the Western Conference, Los Angeles Lakers. They were up by 26 points to the Oklahoma City Thunder, the youngest team in the National Basketball Association. And at the end of the game, here's how it went down. In a bucket. And now we all expect Carmelo Anthony, future Hall of Famer, to hit this shot. And it doesn't hit rim. And eventually, the Lakers lose the game after being up by 26. There was a moment at the end of this game that I know you want to talk about that involved Russell Westbrook.
And by the way, newsflash, for anybody not paying attention to the league, the Oklahoma City Thunder are not trying to win basketball.
No.
They're in the business of maximizing the picks they've been able to achieve, being the best farm system the NBA has seen. The likes of Kevin Durant, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Sabonis have all come through there recently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to give them props. A shout to SGA. Because he balled. He scored 17 points in the third quarter. That was actually the game changer. What happened at the end of the game with Russ, please show that highlight, because there are a lot of things I want to point out. Number one, Rondo threw the ball straight to him.
Oh, yeah.
And so the one thing about playing sports, the way Russ is looking at him, you can also look at your teammate like, dog, what you doing?
Well, no one came to the ball for Rondo to pass to as well.
Well, number two, if I'm the young fella, I do what he did not only 10 out of 10 times.
Baisley?
I'm actually mad at him.
You're mad at Baisley?
Yes. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad at you, young fella. You got bounced, and that was your 16th 20-point game. You're supposed to freak that. And put an exclamation point on it. You see Miles Bridges out here getting in the highlight? I need that from you, young fella. That might be the biggest win of the year. Don't worry about their feelings. Like, each time the team that loses, we always talk about the unwritten rules. And you know, there isn't a human being that loves Russ more than me in the media. Okay, but he also has something else in yesterday's game. It's called a triple hobble.
Triple hobble?
H-O-B-B-L-E.
Okay.
Shout out to NBA TV, too. They reminded me of it. It's a triple-double with 10 turnovers.
Mm.
And so I actually did some research on this.
What? You did research?
And Russell Westbrook, who I never felt or thought anybody would pass the big on triple-doubles, he has six times where he's had triple-doubles. and had 10 turnovers. The next person has 3. That's James Harden. I think it's one more person with 2, and everybody else that has ever played basketball doesn't have over 1.
Never done
that. That's who Russ is. One speed, one mentality. The reason why we like a guy during the 82-game schedule. This is why the Lakers brought him in.
This was the full Russell Westbrook experience.
Correct.
He led the team to a victory against San Antonio. Correct. And he led the team to a collapse against the worst team in basketball. Maybe the Orlando Magic are the worst team, but like, this team is not trying to win games. They're trying to develop Giddey. They're trying to develop SGA. They're just trying to develop young players and get a good draft pick.
But also, Lou Dort. Went past Carmelo Anthony, got an uncontested dunk late. They came out of a timeout. Monk shot a low percentage shot. And then the guy threw the ball right to Melo like Freddie Brown in a championship game against Georgetown. And Carmelo shot an air ball?
Air ball. Gotta hit the rim. Jalen, we have a huge football game tonight. This one, a Thursday night game, primetime on the schedule. The undefeated Cardinals host the Green Bay Packers, who only have that one loss in week 1. However, there is no Adams, no Lazard. Mm. Can Aaron Rodgers pull this off without 2 of his main targets?
A lot of Aaron Jones. I'm going to see Aaron Jones be the weapon this week that you saw Alvin Kamara be last week. That's what it's going to take in order for Aaron Rodgers and his offense to get it done. Their defense still has to play a lot better. But while we marvel at the greatness that is Aaron Rodgers, and we're going to talk all season about whether he's going to return to the team or not, I don't want to focus on him on this primetime game. You know who I want to focus on? I want to focus on my guy.
Your guy?
Kyler Pesce. That's who I want to focus on.
Kyler Pesce.
Yeah, the smallest guy in the room that's the most ruthless. You know what I'm saying? You see Casino. You know what it is. The smallest guy in the room that's most ruthless. Bronx Tale. You know, he come in, it's like he's 7 foot tall.
I'm not
tall,
sure he's even in Bronx.
300 pounds.
Goodfellas, maybe?
Goodfellas.
My cousin Vinny.
Goodfellas. Casino. That's my guy. Kyler. Joe Pesci.
Well, he's got his weapons. And they added Zach Ertz.
Like what you did there.
And they added Zach Ertz.
Got his weapons.
Jalen, it's not even fair. It's not even fair that they add Zach Ertz to this team.
Zach Ertz plays one game with Kyler Pesce. It's the longest touchdown of his Hall of Fame career.
One game with Kyler Pesce.
One game. One game.
You know what? I didn't really love the Pesce thing at first, but it's starting to grow on me. It's starting to grow on me.
It makes sense.
I got the Cardinals winning tonight. And Jalen, I remember we were watching the Michigan State Spartans play, and you said, see that guy, Miles Bridges? He's from Michigan. He's a player, and he has taken the leap this season. Miles Bridges is a superstar. He is a superstar in the NBA, and it keeps coming. We'll break down the Hornets' win over the Magic and much, much more next.
The bridge is over. The bridge is over.
Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Peloton. Get the original bike at the best price ever.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17, the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up,
though? Favorite league pass team to watch. The Charlotte Hornets continue to roll.
Shout Coach
the
JB.
Latest victims were the Orlando Magic. But this time, it wasn't LaMelo Ball. It was Miles Bridges. And Miles Bridges has improved so much from last season that he is now carrying his team to wins. What do you think about this young man's development?
So a lot of winning has to do with everybody buying in and willing to sacrifice, kind of like I was saying about Kyrie Irving earlier. And one of the things that LaMelo Ball did that I appreciated is a couple of games ago, Ish Smith was playing well in the fourth quarter, and the coach was about to put Melo back in. He told him, I don't want to go back in, leave Ish in the game. And that interior player development bursts games like Miles Bridges. Mm-hmm. See, I've watched him play, and I've known about his game for a long time, since high school, since college. He's at Michigan State. But he now improved his jumper. And you know what else he did? Got himself in shape. Like his, and so now all of a sudden you can appreciate his athleticism because you got to play his jump shot.
He used to be a dunker. Now he is a shooter, he's a driver, a dunker. Like he's a creator. He doesn't just, he's not, he used to be like a recipient of plays and then finish them. Now he creates plays.
And you know what else he is? And you play a lot of ball, you appreciate this. He's aggressive. You know what I'm saying? You're like one of those dudes that's always like, you like, chill out, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's 22 seconds to go on the clock. Like,
get over there.
Yeah, he one of those. I like that about him, an irritant.
And what they missed last year was Gordon Hayward. And Hayward has looked good. He's looked healthy, and he contributes. And this team is a team to be contended with in the Eastern Conference. Another team that is looking to make the leap to the top of the East.
I got you, Melo.
The Atlanta Hawks just continue to win games. This one came down to the wire against the Pelicans. It was a great game. I know you're watching, you and the Countdown crew. Mm-hmm. Trae Young is an absolute killer. Finished him off at the end of the game. What do you think about young Trae?
Right then, when I put my shoe up there, I see why sometimes people be mad when I don't have a fresh cut or I don't wear black socks.
No one's mad.
Like, people do get mad at me when they see me without black socks.
What do you think about Trae Young?
Trae Young is a baller. And the thing is, so is our guy Collins.
Mm-hmm.
John the Baptist, as they call him in the ATL.
He's taking a leap, kind of like Bridges we were just talking about.
You know, it's Poulter's in the ATL for that action right there. They call him John the Baptist for obvious reasons, putting people in the bucket. And so I love the depth of the Hawks, and I'm going to take it a step further because you know that was my preseason sleeper last year. Mm-hmm. Let me put more chips in the middle of the table about the Hawks as I see DeAndre Hunter balling and I see Cam Reddish balling.
Yep.
Okay? They're now the third team I'll pick over the Nets without Kyrie. Take that.
Third team, so a Bucks, Heat, Hawks. You pick all three of those teams to win a seven-game series over the Nets.
That's right.
Well, you're going to get a chance to see one of those matchups.
Correct.
You're going to get a chance to see at least one of those matchups.
Correct.
And we will see. There's a lot of basketball to be played, and hopefully the Nets can get it together before then. And another team that needs to get it together are the Detroit Lions.
Meow.
The Pistons haven't won a game. The Lions haven't won a game. Dan Campbell, the kneecap eater, the roaster, the slow roaster of kneecaps. He changed the practice schedule to help the team recover.
We're
going to
get up. And
better.
On the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Jalen, is this going to fix the Lions?
This is the equivalent of doing a trade when you know the light part of your schedule is coming up.
Oh, okay.
Or doing a players only meeting.
Right before you play the Magic.
Right before you play against the worst team in the league. Yeah. And all the players doing is talking about everybody that's not in the room. Like, this is like his olive branch to his football team that this is a must win. Come on, Jared Montana, let's go, baby.
They're playing the Eagles on Halloween in Detroit. Will they get their first win?
This year Halloween fell on the weekend.
Will they get their first win?
Me and Swift is trick-or-treating. Jalen Hurts gets two touchdowns rushing, two touchdowns passing, throws for 300, yet my Lions get their first victory this weekend.
We will see if the Lions dress up as an actual football team this Halloween. It is time for Soft Move or Boss Move. Jalen, getting married is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And I remember posing to my wife on the Brooklyn Bridge. One thing we didn't do is engagement photos. That's just something that we didn't do. But this couple did engagement photos in a grocery store. Did a full grocery store themed engagement photo situation in the produce aisle, kissing. And they did this because they cooked together a lot and shopped together a lot. Jalen Rose, Soft Move, Boss Move. grocery store engagement photo.
Definitely a boss move.
Boss move.
Spending time with your significant other.
Look at the bananas on the dome. In particular, I didn't know we had bananas in the
outside
dome.
Outside of the house, going to the gym, going to the movies, going to plays, going to the market. Absolutely. This is a boss move.
Boss move.
You know we support power couples on this
Always
program.
Always support power couples. And you know what else I support? Cooking together.
Yes.
Cooking together.
Yes, indeed.
Because you get the process, you get to work together as a team, and then you get to sit down and enjoy the product of your love and your cooking. Shout out to this boss move couple. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
Game two of the World Series. Like game one was decided early, we now have a tied World Series drama heading into game three. We'll get you ready for that and much more. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. It's about two big. Don't make plans for Saturday night or Monday night because ESPN Family of Networks has you covered. Two fights on Saturday in the afternoon on Plus, and then Saturday night football, Penn State, Ohio State at 7:30. Monday night football, the Chiefs try to get right against the Giants. And don't forget, on ESPN2, you can always check in on the Manning brothers and watch along with them. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, game one. Atlanta wins.
Peace up. A-Town down.
Houston Astros needed to win last night to even the series at 1-1, and that is exactly what they did. Not all the balls went over the fence. It was a lot of ground balls down the line, ground balls in the middle, ground balls in the gaps, scoring them runs, winning them the game.
Houston is one of my favorite cities. Shout to Dusty Baker, because after game one, the veteran skipper didn't panic. Mm-hmm. And I like when Altuve hit his home run to be second on the playoff career list. He's like, that's okay. Two.
When Altuve hit the home run.
That's two, baby.
What went through your mind? Because I know what I was thinking when Altuve hit the home run. What were you thinking?
Well, I wonder if he's going to go to the plate.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not even fair. Like, he's obviously, they cheated. They got caught cheating. But they're not cheating anymore. And Altuve still hits home run. And I'm still suspicious about it. It's not fair to him.
He made it like that. He made it like
that. It's not fair to him, though.
It is fair to him. And he made it like that. He understands that's what comes with it. But I tell you this. He won't have any regrets. They win another World Series.
No, not at all. Not at all. And do you feel like the world outside of Houston is rooting against the Astros?
Yes, because of what you said. Nobody likes people that have the perception of cheating. Mm-hmm. The Patriots dealt with that for a very long time. Deflategate happened. Spygate happened.
This happened as well. Jalen Rose, we have a special shout out that we need to give as we end the program.
Absolutely. Shout out to our brother, our family member, Benny the Butcher. We want to send you a speedy recovery. All love and respect. Looking forward to having you back on the show, being our senior Bills correspondent.
Get well, Benny. We will be back tomorrow, as always, 4 p.m. on ESPN2. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done.
We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. We're going to get to your voicemails. We haven't done voicemails for a while. I apologize to everyone listening to this. We want you to call 985-80-JALEN, 985-80-JALEN, be a part of the program. We're going to talk about some sports things in a second, but I want to take everybody behind the curtain. There's something called a compliment sandwich. You know what that is?
Backhanded compliment?
It's like that, but it's a sandwich where, like, the bread is compliment. Like, it's you start with a compliment, but in the middle, the meat is an insult. And you handed me a compliment bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich this morning.
Not
when
true.
You walked in the room.
Not true.
You walked in the room, and you said, look at you. You look great today. And then you said, this is the best outfit I've ever seen you in. That's not a compliment. It's been 10 years. 10 years of outfits, 200 shows a year, 10 times 200, 2,000. Probably didn't do 200 shows a year in the first couple years, but whatever.
Big Sean said it. You ain't supposed to look the same in your before and afters. So let me ask you a question. Do you dress better now or 9 years ago?
Now.
Okay.
Because 9 years ago, I was trying to be like an executive or whatever I was doing. I was wearing like button-ups and ties and stuff. I don't know what I was doing. That was a blazer, the blazer era. I was trying to be like an executive. That was my problem. You know, but they always say dress for the position you want. So I just showed up to school as Larry Bird's uniform. You know what I mean? I was like, dress for the position you want. I'm like, all right, I want to be center fielder for the Red Sox.
Well, what you
I
just made do? My point.
So
if you're dressing better now than you were 9 years ago, there's a chance that the outfit that you're wearing today could be the best casual outfit, streetwear outfit I've ever seen rock.
Well, so first of all, I think you like this because it's a little loud for the podcast listeners. It's like a patchwork quilt
Loud.
But let me tell you, so it is. We have different ideas of loud, Mr. Rose. We have different ideas of loud. However, Mr. Rose, I want to tell you where I got this jacket. Because everybody can relate to this. Every single person listening to this podcast can relate to this. You know where I got this jacket? Instagram. You know how they hit you with those ads? If you beat me with enough ads, I will buy whatever the heck it is you're trying to sell me. Like, for some reason, I clicked on like a coach jacket, and now I can't. This coach jacket follows me around like it's a curse. Like, everywhere I go, they're trying to make me buy a $1,000 leather coach jacket. But like, sometimes I'm on Instagram and I just like see it over and over and over. And I was like, you know what? Let me click on this. Then it was like $40. You know what I mean? But let me tell you something.
I've done that.
The pictures that they take are very high quality. The garment, when you get it, not exactly the same as the picture. It's kind of like a McDonald's burger. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, I understand that this is the jacket that you photographed, but you had the professional camera and the lighting, and like it looked like a high quality fabric. And then you're like, oh, now I know why this costs $40. You know what I mean? Now I know why this costs $40. What do you buy off Instagram?
I bought a Detroit Tigers jacket, the one white jacket with the blue Old English D. I bought that off Instagram.
You did?
Yeah.
So they know you're in Detroit. Like, they pump, they've got algorithms and cookies. Like, do you know what every website I go to, they're like, can we, like, basically follow you forever everywhere you go? And they won't let you read the damn website until you say yes. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, they're following me everywhere on the internet, knowing what kind of weird stuff I'm putting into porn sites. Weird stuff. We don't got to talk about that, though.
So you just reminded me of something, and I don't know, like, if this happened to other people, but, like, shout to the Amazon business model, a 7-day-a-week one. Also, like, they need some shirts or some marked cars or something. Because, like, I was at the crib, and, like, one of them rolled up.
In the driveway?
Yeah. For real. Like, I was in the garage. I was kind of cleaning up. You know, it's one of those days. It was a Sunday before football. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on my me time thing.
We need uniforms. We need signs. We need
Hold on. And see, I'm at the garage, which is a separate entrance from the front of the house. At my mom's crib. So instead of him going to the front door, he came to the garage because he seen it open.
Oh, no. No.
You see what I'm saying?
Don't break protocol, and Amazon deliverers.
And there's an internet show about topics like this, but for a different reason. I was on there, Shaq has been on there, and you know what the show is called? Hot Ones.
Oh, yeah. I understand what you're trying to say. Well, Amazon.
They need to get some shirts or some marked cars.
They need some shirts. They need some shirts. They need some signs. Like when the Domino's pizza guy pulls up, he's got that big sign on top of his car. He can take it off when he's out of work. They need something like that, especially in Detroit. Well, I want people to call in 985-80-JALEN. Tell us what you bought on Instagram, because I can't be the only sucker doing this. I can't be the only sucker doing this.
I just told you, I do it too.
If you look at something and don't buy it, oh, don't let yourself look at something and not buy it. That thing will follow you around forever. Forever. I'm very careful about what I click on Instagram, because sometimes it's like dating a girl who's like really clingy.
Right.
Like, you go on one date, next thing you know, she thinks you're engaged. I just looked at the shoes. I don't want to buy those tree torns. I just looked at them.
And they send you all suggestions.
Yeah. Well, call 985-80-JALEN and let us know what you bought on Instagram.
It's like that in our entire life. It's no different than when you go Google Music or Apple Music. They do similar artists. It's the same thing. Like, our technology now really encompasses our entire day and follows us around. It's crazy. They know, like you said, our algorithms and everything.
Absolutely. All right. Call 985-80-JALEN. Tell us what dumb stuff you bought on Instagram. Give us a call. We'll put you on the show. Our voicemails are brought to you by Gatorade. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. Voicemail, Reg.
What is good, Jalen and Jacoby? Shout out, Reg. I got a question for Jacoby, the senior pickup basketball analyst. I mean, Jalen, you can chime in too. I got a question, man. So a couple weeks ago, I was playing pickup with my boys, and we were down 14-6, a game up to 15. And I scored all those points, and we ended up winning 15-14. And then after the game, I told my boy that it was equivalent to me scoring a 40-piece in the league. Honestly, that sounds like a good comparison. What's your thoughts? What are your comparisons to pickup points translating over to actual game points? Let me know, man. Again, shout out Reg. Love the pod. Long time listener. Peace.
Well, you've come to the right place. Senior pickup basketball rec league analyst David Jacoby here checking in. And if you think I haven't done this calculation before, you're crazy. Because I've had like 25 in like a running clock 40-minute game. I'm like, all right, so 25 in a running clock 40-minute game is basically like Wilt Chamberlain 100. You know what I mean? It's like, that's basically like, because we're not stopping for out of bounds and for free throws, that's basically me breaking Wilt Chamberlain's record, basically. But to be fair, I like what you're thinking, because what you're saying is, all right, games to 15, I'm assuming your goes by ones and twos. We played a 16, twos and threes, but that's because a lot of people got to cycle people through, but whatever. So you scored basically 9 points in a row. Now, one part of my brain says that's only 18 points, my guy. But the other part of my brain says you scored a large percentage of the team's points that you needed to win the game. So if the average NBA scores like 105 points and you scored 60% of them, that's not a 40-piece, that's a 50-piece. Now, that math doesn't work out. I'm just trying to support callers of Jalen and Jacoby. That is not like scoring 40 points. It's really like scoring 18. However, taking the team on your back and coming back from down 14-6, if I'm down 14-6 in the game to 15, I'm politicking with the people on the sideline about jumping ship and joining another team.
So die easy.
That's what I'm doing. See, I'm not trying to come back, because that's too hard. That sounds like work. I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to talk to somebody on the sideline. Who's got next? Do you need one? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like Ben Simmons with it. I'm auditioning for my next team while I'm down. I'm not trying to fight and come back. That sounds like a lot of work. Thank you so much for the call.
I'm so disappointed in you and Reg the Ledge. I've never heard Reg support anything you said so much. Him supporting the nonsense you just said about being down 14-6.
14-6 and getting 15, I'm gone.
I will never pick you again.
I'll let the guy I'm covering score so I can get off the court.
And see, this is the one thing about being the guy from the hood that actually ended up being a great basketball player. I would never pick you on my team.
You don't got a choice.
You know what I'm saying? I would make sure I played against you every time for that.
Got a choice.
I would make sure. For
last
years.
Time I played with Jalen, he kept assisting my guy, the guy I'm covering. He would just kept giving him assists, like dime passes, just leading him into buckets. Like, you know, he goes, kill him. It was like he was like, it was like gladiator. And he was the emperor. He would throw my man Drew a pass and be like, kill him.
He would finish it too.
Oh, Jay, I gotta talk to you about my rec league game last night very quickly as
but
we
I
wrap up.
But I agree with that. Is a 40 piece in the league. It's a percentage started, of the points you score.
Rec league first game in 18 months.
How'd
19
go?
Months.
All right, go.
See, just the scoreboard guy gave him a huge hug. Just haven't seen him in for so long. He had a battle with COVID, had a heart attack. He's the guy who used to watch your father play.
Oh, that's love.
In the garden and in Providence.
Yes.
Well, I was late. I went to the wrong gym. Showed up on time to the wrong gym in the wrong part of the city. I was like, I'm just gonna go home. This ain't even worth it. Cab driver zipped me up there. I go, I got a basketball game. I'm late. He goes, are you on the Knicks or the Nets? I go, I'm playing against the Knicks. Take me to MSG fast. Game's already started. So he zipped me up because where I was going was actually in the neighborhood of MSG. So that was actually extra funny. So boom, get there on time, but I'm late. So I didn't start. I'm watching the other team. Dude steps into like a 30-foot three. Swap. Wow. Goes right past one of our defenders. Layup. Another guy, right past another one of our defenders. Layup. We're down 7-0. We're just turning the ball over. I haven't scored. We go down 9-0. I'm looking at my guys. Did we call a timeout? Like, it's been like 2 minutes. We don't have a bucket. Nah, don't worry about it. Long story short.
9-0?
They only scored 13 in the whole half. Clamped them down. Came back. Built a big league. Got a win. I went 0-2 from the field. I've decided that I'm not going to score the whole season. That's my goal. I'm done. I'm Ben Simmons with it. I can't score. I can't
you
shoot.
You can't represent this program.
I'm going to have to wear a Halloween mask then or not play or retire
we're
some.
Not having that.
I set some great picks, got some assists, made some winning plays.
I like that.
But like,
I like your floor Jaylen, game.
We have to talk about game. This off wax. When I shoot, I cannot score. Even in warm-ups, I'm broken. I'm broken.
It's your legs.
I'm broken. Maybe I shouldn't have done yoga earlier.
It's your legs. I told you don't do yoga before you hoop.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.